This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Doctors at a Polish hospital have caused outrage after a botched abortion. Doctors failed to give even the most basic comfort care to the child, who survived over an hour. The case may be sparking a push to tighten Polish law. Abortion advocates are mailing abortion pills to women in areas where the Zika virus has hit. While there remains no definitive link between Zika and brain defects, the push to legalize abortion continues to create demand by means of fear. Brazil is blocking the illegal drugs. Physicians' assistants in Canada are on the brink of being forced to kill patients under doctors' orders. Canada is being radicalized by means of one provincial law that prompted courts to force the entire country into the gruesome practice. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, one more state has defunded Planned Parenthood with Florida Governor Rick Scott's signature on a new bill. Pro-life advocates in Wisconsin are lauding Ted Cruz's long-standing pro-life work. And you'll thank me if you make it to lifenews.com and read the touching letter from a mother written to the child in her womb after mom and dad survived last Tuesday's bombing in Belgium. It's filled with optimism for the future. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.